Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show that I was guided to create so that you would have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life, a place where you can actually get the answers to your questions, the answers that come from your guidance, instead of the answers that we make up out of our own minds. Our minds are absolutely wonderful, but they're not really designed to answer our questions. That's why we are each connected to a higher source, a higher power. You can call it intuition, you can call it guidance, you can call it whatever you want to call it. But everyone has that connection. And so this is a show where you can tap into that connection. So even if you haven't established your own connection, your guidance will talk through me. And we will also be doing some infinity healing to help you to release the things that you are ready to let go of. Because there's absolutely no reason why you should stay in a state of lack and suffering and sacrifice and all of that wonderful stuff instead of being in joy and happiness and abundance and bliss and all of that incredible stuff. So if you want to make some changes in your life and you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you're in the chat room and you've logged in, then you can just type your question and I will read it and deal with it as it comes. So today's show is about choices. One of the things that I love about doing these shows is, you know, they guide me on what it is that the show is supposed to be about. And then it seems like they spend at least a day or so showing me whatever it is that the show is about. So yesterday they were showing me about choices. Yesterday was an interesting day. First of all, I cut my backyard for the first time this year. Needless to say, the grass was knee-high, and it had also rained 5 inches the day before. So if you want to have a real challenge cutting your grass, let it grow knee-high, and then get out there when the ground is soggy and try to cut it. So they were showing me about choices, about choosing not to cut the grass before then, choosing to cut the grass when it was wet. They were also showing me opportunities that come from cutting your grass. Now, these weren't necessarily opportunities for me, although there was the opportunity to get out there, get some exercise, all that kind of stuff. But it's like when you start up a lawnmower nowadays, it's a dinner bell for birds. And I hadn't realized that. And I was out there cutting and I would turn around and look at a place where I'd already cut, and there'd be all of these birds catching all of these bugs. And it was like, wow, this isn't just cutting the grass. Apparently, this is a way of feeding the birds. And I hadn't thought about that. Everything in our lives is evolving. Everything, including the animals that we used to think of as wild animals, they're out there doing the wild animal thing. And they have adapted. They know that the sound of a lawnmower means good eating. And they were coming, and they were actually squabbling sometimes over the best bugs, I guess. And I thought that was so interesting. So I had decided, since it was going to be so difficult to cut that grass, I was only going to cut half of that backyard. This is a backyard that when you look at it, it looks like, oh, well, no big deal. This is a, you know, it's not tiny, but it doesn't seem huge. But once you start cutting it, it's like it grows. So it took me over an hour just to do that backyard. And I had decided I was only going to do half of it. I just wanted to make it a place where the dog could walk without disappearing. And when I did half of it, it was like, okay, I'm just going to do this other little part. And then I was just going to do this other little part. And needless to say, by the time it was finished, I had cut the entire backyard, which was not my initial choice. But I kept changing my mind as I went along. I kept choosing to continue. We do that a lot when we start out. We decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and we start doing it, and it's flowing, and we just keep going. And sometimes we start doing it, and it doesn't flow. It's always stopping. It's always being interrupted. And then we have to make a decision over whether or not we want going. Because in every single moment, we are making a choice. There is not a moment of your life when you are not choosing something. Even when you decide that you're not going to choose, you are choosing. You are making a choice. And that's one of the wonderful ways that guidance comes in, because it allows you to make the best choice. It allows you to make the choices that are going to be for your highest good. So while I'm cutting this grass and I'm noticing these birds and looking at whatever's going on, I was also looking at my life. It became a grass-cutting meditation kind of thing. And I've said you can meditate no matter what you're doing, and you can do it when you're cutting the grass too. And I was looking at my life. I was looking at the choices that I was making or not making, because some things had come up and I had decided I wasn't going to deal with them, which was a choice. Well, when you don't deal with something, it doesn't go away. It sits there and it waits for you, and sometimes it grows, and very seldom it shrinks. But it's always there until you decide what you want to do with it, whether or not you want to keep it or release it, whether or not you want it to grow or go away. These are choices that we make. And they were showing me choices that affected my life. Choices about who I see myself as being. It's really interesting because, especially for the last year, since I started doing the Infinity Healing, I have been making so many changes in my life. I mean, I don't even feel like I did a year ago. I don't even know how to feel like that anymore, because I've cleared out so much stuff that I was hanging on to. So many beliefs about who I was and what I was capable of and what my life was supposed to be like. I've let go of so much, and it has made my life so much more enjoyable. But they were showing me that there were still little beliefs that I was hanging on to, little limitations that I would put into place, little ways that I was keeping myself from being more successful. And that's something that we all do. We put up our own little blocks to keep us from achieving everything that we're capable of achieving. And knowing this and being aware of this, and of course I was beating myself up over the fact that I knew this and I was aware of this because I'm supposed to be better than this because I know how to let things go and there's absolutely no reason why I should be hanging on to these stupid little beliefs that do not serve me. And then they showed me that I had gone into judgment. And so I got to clear that, and I cleared those little beliefs, and I felt better. Even though I was still out there cutting the grass, which was such a wonderful endeavor. But that's what life is like. We are always given choices, and we become aware of those choices at different times. Sometimes it's not while we're in the middle of something that we are aware of our choices. Sometimes it's afterwards when we look back on it and we start to see all of the different aspects of it. Sometimes we are in reaction mode. And in reaction mode, we're not really thinking. We are just reacting. We are doing what we have always done because that is what we have always done. And afterwards, we get to look at it and see that there were other choices, better choices, usually better choices. Because in reaction mode, we're not looking at the pros and cons of anything. We are just reacting. Another thing that they were showing me while I was cutting this, I want to call it a hay field, but it's a backyard, and now it's nicely mowed, is about fear. Like I said, the birds were coming and they were eating the bugs and whatever I was revealing by cutting this grass. And there was this one bird in particular that it seemed like it had to be within 3 feet of me. No matter what I was doing, even when the lawnmower was running, this bird would come and be really close to me. And it would come and fly like right over my shoulder. And at first I spun around, it startled me. And then the next time I was like, okay, that's that bird. But what they were showing me was, again, that reaction, that being startled, that being afraid because there's this black thing flying past my shoulder. And my mind was trying to turn that bird into something terrifying, predatory, you know, some animal out to get me. But that's kind of what our minds do. And so I had to accept the fact that, yes, that's a bird, and for some reason he just wants to hang out near me, and that's fine. But it was part of my learning, part of my choices. I got to choose whether or not I wanted to be afraid, and I chose to be okay with the bird. So think about your life and the things that you're going through. And everybody's always going through something. That's part of life. Are you consciously making your choices, or are you just reacting? Are you being run by fear? Is that the choice that you are making? And just let yourself really look at that. Really see your own creations. Because you are the one creating everything that you're experiencing. And that's always been true, and it always will be true. I found this interesting little poster thing that I posted on Facebook that I really like. And they want me to read this to you. And it says, everything you do is based on the choices you make. It is not your parents, your past relationships, your job, the economy, the weather, an argument, or your age that is to blame. You, and only you, are responsible for every decision and choice you make, period. And that really brings it back to where it should be, because we each are responsible for what we are creating in our lives. And we often try to shift the blame and say, oh, no, it's not me. I can't do this because this person said this when I was 12 years old, and it just completely and totally destroyed my self-confidence. Well, even when you were 12 years old, you chose how to take the words that somebody else said to you. You were making a choice. Even if your parents were absolutely horrible parents and really should never have had a child, the things that they taught you, you chose to accept them. And you also chose to maintain them. If you still have those words, those thoughts, those beliefs running your life, you are still choosing to keep that. No one's forcing you to. No one can force you to. Your parents can't make you do anything, especially not once you become an adult. How are they going to make you do it? So that only works if you have bought into what they've taught you. If they've taught you that if you don't do what they want you to do, then they're not going to love you, and you believe that, then you're allowing them to manipulate you, and that is a choice that you are making. So it really does come back down to you and your choices. What are you choosing to create in your life? I apparently was choosing to create hardship and struggle because cutting grass that is knee-high is not easy. I could have cut that grass weeks before, and it would have been so much easier. But that wasn't the choice that I made. I chose to wait until it was a difficult thing for me to do. And then I chose to do it on a day when it was really not the best time to do it. Again, these were my choices, and I take full responsibility for those choices. Did I learn anything from those choices? Yes, I learned that cutting the grass when it's shorter is a better choice. I also learned that even if you keep putting it off, you will eventually have to cut the grass. It's not just going to miraculously one day reverse itself and become short on its own. It's all about your choices. Everything is a choice. So let's go to the caller from area code 415. Hi,
who's this? Hi, Barbara. Hi, it's Jessica. Your favorite caller.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I would say I'm doing well, although I've been having some shifting, I think, about these choices, what you're talking about. So I have been working on my money, my finances, and you've been helping me with that. Trusting more. And I had this experience last night. I need to get my dog food, and I have been asking Spirit for it for several days, and I need money for it as well as other bills that I have. And I've been doing my best to stay positive and just be peaceful. Although I did have like a couple of days that I was feeling a little bit low, but I really can't do anything about that. You know, you kind of beat yourself up a little bit when you're not feeling the greatest. Because, you know, vibration-wise, that's not the space you want to be in, but it just is what it is. And last night, I went to sleep and I prayed before I went to sleep about, hey, I need the money. You know, we've been waiting for a couple of days for this. I do need it. And I have this thing that's been going on the last couple of months that I'll wake up in the middle of the night and, well, I'll still be sleeping, but I'll be like half awake. And I just start praying and speaking to my guides of like, hey, I really need this money. I've been asking you for it for so much time. And I don't really understand what I'm not doing correctly or what's going on, like why you're not bringing the money in. And I do all this work around it, and I'm just tired of doing that. And I need help. I need a different way to do this. And and all of that. I'm sorry, I just ate. So then I went back to sleep, and I had this dream that my father gave me, I don't know, it was like $30 or something. And he was like, and I was hesitant about whether to take it or not. And then he said, but I want to know exactly where you're spending this money. And I said, oh, well, forget it. I knew that it had strings attached. And then something happened and I said, well, actually, can I have, I either asked for $8,000 or $10,000. I said, because I want to pay off my credit card bill. And so I asked him for the money. And then all of a sudden, some sort of healing happened because we've been at odds for so long about him telling me to go get a job and me wanting to do my business. And this healing happened that I guess offered him the opportunity to give me money. And I don't know, I woke up. And I was like, well, we'll see what happens with this if I'm supposed to go to my, not my parents, but my father. And because I have a long history of sort of feeling guilt around money, getting it from my parents, but mostly it's my mom. My mom over the years would hand me money. I never asked for it. She would just always give me money. And it was never her money. It was my father's because she doesn't work. So basically, back to the choices thing, I'm just kind of waiting to see what spirit presents in front of me. I don't know if all the healing happened there, but, and that's the end of it. But I basically just kind of came to the conclusion that, like, I don't know if the way I'm living life is really working for me. You know, it's always like, I don't know if I'm not, part of me thinks I'm not trusting for long enough, but it's like, I've been living like this for 4 years of just sort of being and hanging out, and my thoughts are much better now and I've shifted a lot, but there seems to be this theme with money in my business that for whatever reason, you know, timing or what, that I just, no, I guess I just don't want to live like this anymore. So I just feel kind of sad around that. And, so I think just if you could help with anything related to that, I mean, I have, well, so I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really know what my question is today, but that was, I guess I've kind of been feeling that inch up a little bit of like, maybe you just need to ask your parents or like your father directly for money. I'm not sure if that's the choice to answer, but you know, I'm going to see what happens with spirit the next couple of days, but I do need the money.
Okay. So I was getting a few things out of that. You have something that's there having to do with deadlines, not necessarily your deadlines, but kind of the deadlines that you give your angels, you know. I need this by this time, and if you guys don't come true, then you know, whatever. It's, I'm not sure how to put it into words. I'm just hearing
well,
that you need
like
to
go
release.
Back to my parents. I don't want to. That's an old pattern for me to go back to my parents if I need help or something. I want to go to spirit. But there is a deadline because my dog's almost out of his food. He has like maybe one bowl if I comb through the food. It's really like, I was doing this yesterday. I was like, who would have ever thought my life would have been like combing through the food to find him something to make sure that he could eat. I mean,
and
I wasn't
I understand
feeling bad about it. It was just kind of like, this is a little comical.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also getting that you have, there's something there about money and men. It's kind of like men have power when it comes to money. Because that's what you've seen with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a belief that money belongs to the person who earns it. Even when it's a married couple and it's their money, it's not his money. She wasn't giving you his money, she was giving you their money.
Yeah, I don't see it like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've worked on this money stuff for a while, and even before I came to you, I was working on money things for a couple of years, like listening to all this like wealth consciousness stuff. It's the last area. I mean, I know we're always working on stuff, but it's the last area of me being, I mean, I feel like emotional in saying it. It's just, it's the last area for me to be able to like sort of get my shit together. You know, it's like the last thing for me to figure out of like,
right.
Like, why can't I make money for myself? Why can't I have my business producing for me? And then like, even when my father says stuff to me, well, hey, it doesn't look like it's working out like the way you want. I'm like, well, things are improving. But it's like, yeah, everybody has businesses and people are able to make them profitable. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And I do so much work around it, too. I don't even want to do the work anymore.
Okay. So are you ready to... I hate to say, are you ready to do some work after you said you don't want to do any work?
I know, it's like, that's exactly how I feel, the conflict. It's like, well, if you don't do the work, it's going to take longer to turn around, possibly. But then it's like, I've never done so much work on myself than now, boy. Things used to be so easy. Like, I was thinking about even, like, manifesting stuff. Things used to be, I don't really care so much about manifesting anymore, but like, it used to be so much easier. And now it's like, all the time. I mean, I used to never feel bad about feeling a little bit low or sad. And now it's kind of like, no, you have to always be in peace. You have to always be happy. And
well, nobody says you have to always be at peace and happy. You're allowed to be down if you want to be.
Well, but you're not allowed to, because if I have things to sell, I have things for sale. Like I cleared out a bunch of old things from like my childhood to sell, and I want those items to sell, okay, because I want to release them and I want to receive the money. I want people to sign up for sessions. I mean, it's like you can't afford to have a low day or a negative day, because hey, on your high days. Well, I was selling some items, and now it's been quiet.
You believe that you have in that pop energy in order to attract the people who are going to buy.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that how we get brainwashed and once you learn about vibration?
Yeah, that is part of it.
So we go from one brainwashing to the next.
Of course. We're always washing those brains. They're so dirty. Okay. So let's do some clearing. I will not call it work. How's that?
We still know what it is. But fair enough.
Okay. So we are now activating the infinity healing energy. And if you would like to receive it, say yes.
Yes.
Just take a nice deep breath. So would you like an infinity healing for installing and accepting this truth? That money is actually okay. Money didn't do anything wrong. Money has always been there for you. And that it's okay for you to let go of any and every belief that you still have that says money is a problem. To just completely and totally clear out all of those money is a problem beliefs, no matter how long you've had them or where they came from, because there's actually nothing wrong with money. Money is not trying to stay out of your life. Money has not decided that you are not worthy of having it. Money is completely and totally neutral. Money is there for each and every one of us. So if you are ready to let go of the whole money is a problem mindset, every single bit of that, and to allow money to be just an energy exchange, totally neutral and totally natural in your life, then say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. How would you like an infinity healing for letting go of every single way that you fight against money? That you knowingly or unknowingly see money as a battle. See it as something that you have to fight in order to have, in order to be in the correct vibration for it. In order to be in the flow of it, you have to fight and fight and fight. So this is going to let go of all of those beliefs that would have you fight, including the ones that have you fighting against yourself. And if you're ready to let all of that go, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are deserving, that you are worthy, that you have value? That your value is not determined by whether or not you can buy dog food.
I have other bills too, by the way.
That's the one they said was closest to your heart, though. Feeding the dog is most important.
The most immediate one.
Your value and worth is not determined by how much money you have in the bank. Your value and worth is not determined by whether or not you have enough money to pay your bills, whether or not you pay them on time, how much interest and penalty you accrue. Those things do not determine your value. Those things have no power unless you give them power. So this infinity healing is for you taking back your power. Taking back your power from all of those places where you have placed it. And you've usually placed it in places that show that you are not worthy. So if you are ready to take back your power, to take back your worth, to take back your value, and to recognize that all of those situations are just situations, and they do not hold power over you, then say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Hi.
And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the whole thought pattern, mindset, whatever you want to call it, that has you thinking that this money thing just isn't working? Money just doesn't work in your life. It never has. It never will. You will never have money for whatever reason. You're not supposed to have money. You were taught that you're not supposed to have money. Your mother didn't have money. Only your father has money. Therefore, only men can have money. And you're a woman, so you can't have money. Everybody knows you're not supposed to have money. It's just not your thing. And if you're willing to let all of that go, and all of the attachments, and all of the memories, and the emotions that are tied up in all of that, you are ready to just let it go. Say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the assistance that the angels of money want to bring into your life? Then say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Understand how many times somebody has to ask their angels and their guides for help, you know, and I don't understand how like high someone's vibration needs to be able to welcome in a lot of money. I mean, it's like even when my vibration, and I know this is such a negative statement, but even when I'm like, my vibration is high, there's like trickles that come in. It's never like, and again, I'm cringing even saying these words, but like, we've just been through this like so many times. Plus I've like done the EFT and I've done the hypnosis and I've done the meditation and I've done like every fucking thing. And it's just annoying.
So when you get the trickles of money, how do you react?
I love it. It feels so great. I'm like more in love with money now than I've ever been. Like, I love it. I love it so much that like I get it and it's like, I'm happy to pay my bills, but I think I even said this to you the last time I spoke. I want to keep it for myself because I love it so much. I want to start like building a savings account again. And I love it. Like I love having it in my wallet, which I never even cared about having carrying money with me before, which now I want to carry money with me all the time. So there's a change right there. But I love it. I miss it. Like now I miss it. You know, I don't have it right now and I miss it.
Okay. So when you get money, do you talk to your angels and guides then and thank them for bringing you the money and tell them how much you love it and tell them that you would be happy to accept more?
Yeah. Oh, I do all of that.
Okay.
And then, like, I'm telling them thank you. I'm jumping up and down. I'm dancing because, again, it's all about raising the vibration. So I'm trying to, like, really milk it, you know? I'm like, okay, let's – because the money has been coming in has been like, you know, my items that have been selling like on my older stuff, you know, like the stuff that I used to own. So I'm like, okay, let's sell more stuff. Let's go. And I do attract good things. I mean, well, I'm a little bit tempted to tell you the story about like a potential client, but the money comes in. And so I'm dancing, I'm doing laughing, I'm just doing everything so I could keep my vibration high. And then it just, I have to end up putting it into, then I feel sad because I have to put it in my bank account and then I'm happy to pay a bill, but then my balance is back to like, now it's back to, it's $10 in my bank account. So I'm fine with that, but I feel so excited about paying my bills. I feel so excited about like mastering this area of my life.
Okay, so when you are asking for money, are you doing it from that sense of excitement that you have when you have money?
Yes, I mean, I'm pretty sure that I am. Or maybe it's so the lack of, maybe it's the thing that, okay, I have to go pay a bill and please can I, it's like not, it's never enough now, I guess. Which it's not going to, and that's, I think, the reason why that dream came with my father, because the way that it's going to be enough, because for a while I've been saying, okay, well, please bring me $10,000. I mean, I have avenues of working with people that I can receive that amount of money. So I said, okay, I'm open to this way for it to come in or any way for it to come in. I said, show me the different ways that money can come in. So the thought was like, hey, for me to feel that it is enough now because I'm paying these bills and now I have a, you know, I have a credit card balance and things like that. I said, then I need to be able to pay everything off completely. And if my father gave me $8,000, so then I would be in the clear. But then I would hear from him, well, you need to get a job and you need to do this and you need to do that. It's not like I haven't tried to get a job over the last several years. They never last. Like spirit, I think spirit just does not want me. Spirit wants me working for myself, but yet I'm working, well, exactly, for myself. I'm going to change the wording of that because that just dawned on me.
Yeah.
I'm working for a paying client. So I can't, you know, it's like I just feel like a victim. You know, I preach to not be a victim, to be in your power, but it's hard not to feel in your power when I'm in a situation like this. I've been like this for a while, and even if I'm trying to clear it, and the thing is, like, even if he did give me the money, which I'm not even convinced that that's the solution. It was just a dream, you know, but it doesn't solve the problem of me bringing in, God, cancel that. I mean, it's like, what the fuck? It's like, I still need to learn how to be bringing money in abundantly on a consistent basis. Like, why do you have this skill and I don't? Why do other people have this skill and I don't? And I've done so much study around it.
So what they're saying to me now is for you to have a money song, a song that just makes you feel money, to feel the luxury of having money, to feel like money is yours, it's there, it's in your life. And when you're listening to your money song, to dance around and to thank the angels and your guidance and whoever you want to thank for all of this beautiful money that's in your life, to just feel the energy of that money and to do your money song dance at least once a day. And to anytime you think of money, you know, start humming your money song. Start opening up to money. Because now it's like when you think about money, a part of you shuts down. A part of you is always saying, well, I don't have enough. I don't have any. Even when you get it and you're happy you got it, there's still that little voice in the back of your mind that's saying, but this isn't going to last. So they want you to find this money song. And the tune that's playing in my mind now is, we're in the money, we're in the money. I don't even know what the words are to that song, except for that. But find the money song that works for you. And let that be your money song. And if you want to have that money song playing while you're sleeping and opening up your mind even more to money, then that's a great thing. And they're telling me, you are so close. Don't give up. Don't stop. You are so close.
And I feel it. That's why it's kind of like,
yeah. And it's right there.
Can I tell you this story about something that I attracted? Is somebody else waiting? Because I don't know what time it is here. Yeah.
I do have another caller waiting.
Okay. Well, okay. Can I give it to you and I tell you the story quickly? Or you want to go to the
okay,
next
quickly.
Caller? Okay. So I attracted this person who emailed me, was watching one of my videos, and their sister had passed, and it was a celebrity and had passed, and I had made a video about this person, and so the brother emailed me and just thanked me for the video and things like that, and then I got what was going on with them and things like that. And then what happened was this past celebrity came into my life and was waking me up in the middle of the night saying like she wanted to speak to her brother, and started like downloading me with information that I was supposed to share with him. And so I offered him to work with him, you know, in a different way of working, and I gave a different price, which I sort of regretted afterwards, but it was a new service that I was offering. And I sort of went into this like whole thing of like, wow, this is great. And this is like opening up a new area where I want to be going, that I think that, you know, if we work together and like everything goes well, he could open like a lot of doors for me. But this guy is like really sort of like hesitant about spiritual stuff, not really sure if he believes in it. And what is my question here? So I guess I'm kind of just like waiting to hear back from him. He's thinking about it if he wants to move forward. But it kind of felt like in one way that this was like a spirit showing me like, okay, here, you're on this great path and look what you're attracting. But it was sort of a bittersweet thing because I had lowered my price. I had offered a different type of service because I usually don't do mediumship or just mediumship stuff. And it sort of kind of, it seems to confirm my old belief of like, I'm not worthy because,
yeah.
You know, he was like, well, I got to think about it. Or can you say something to prove that it's really her? And I was like, I don't do that. I'm not doing that. So, I mean, just a kind of a short response, like kind of answer to that. I mean, it just felt like that was sort of torture that I like what, I mean, it was good, but it was also like, what did you even do there, you know?
What they're telling me is that you were giving your power away. You went back into giving your power away and thinking that if you made the price low enough, then he would, of course, say yes. But instead, by making the price lower, you're saying that I'm not really worth it. And that makes him hesitate about whether or not he actually wants to pay you. If you actually charged more, he would have been more likely to say yes.
He wasn't even going to go for my service until his like sister started popping up, and I had to let him know that I might email him again and just say, hey, I'm sorry, I can't do that service anymore. I thought about it, and that's it. Because it was sort of like a boundary. I've never had that experience that like this like deceased person that was other than a relative of mine hung around so much. And she just kept bugging me. So then I had like a kind of a note that like spirit was like, well, you're here to serve spirit, aren't you? So go offer your service to him. Yeah. So I, again, since it was just a mediumship thing, I thought that that's why I lowered it.
There is no just a mediumship thing.
Yeah. Well,
there
that's
are
what
mediums who get paid
day.
Thousands and thousands of dollars because they are providing a service that people want. So
but it was
why
a new
shouldn't
service
you?
For me. Yeah, it's a new service for me because I've never done a session that it was just me focusing on the person who passed. But then in the days that passed after that, I realized, hey, I'm actually going to be talking to this guy about a lot of other things.
Yeah.
All right. I'll email him and say, hey, I can't honor that anymore, that price that I gave him. And
yeah.
Oh, well, lesson learned, I guess.
And from now on, don't lower your prices.
Oh, jeez. And I don't. That's the thing. I don't. It was just because it was like something different for me that I thought. I guess that's a joke.
You were less sure of yourself, so you offered a lower price. But he didn't know that you'd never done that before.
I know.
So that was you making that decision.
Yeah.
So, yes, contact him and tell him you made a mistake or that, you know, the offer has expired. If you want to work with me, you can work with me in the future. This will be the price or something greater.
For all the time that his sister took up in my life when I was trying to sleep and everything. Because that started annoying me, too. That started annoying me because, like, it was all the time she was around me. And I was like, leave me alone because now I just spent so much time that I'm not even getting paid for this. Or I haven't got paid for it yet. Do you think that when I email him back it'll make a difference? Or is this just like a lesson learned? Kind of feels like a lesson learned.
Just let it be a lesson learned, and if anything else comes out of it, then it's a joyous surprise.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Well, thank you for your help again, as always. I mean, I'm going to, of course, let you know as soon as things turn around abundantly, consistently.
Okay.
Abundantly. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And the journey continues.
No, I couldn't understand what you said because you kind of faded out in the middle of it.
Oh, I just said the journey continues.
Well, that's part of the fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, Jessica.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move to the next caller. And I want to say for those people in the queue now for calls, I'm going to keep going until I get to everybody. So even though the show's supposed to end in 7 minutes, don't hang up. I'm going to get to you. Okay, area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. It's Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little under the weather. And I just happened to go on here and see you doing your show. And I said, let me ask a question.
Okay.
I want to know about, since it's about choices, I want to know if I was choosing, say, my family over money, or like if there's an issue with me, because I always kind of say that when I get money, I'm going to separate from my family because I kind of don't want nothing to do with them. And I just wanted to know if that was an issue with me, like money.
Yes,
and
it is.
My mother.
You're making
like
it an
choice.
Either or.
Okay.
You can have money and choose whether or not you want to associate with your family. But now you're making it, if I get money, then they're out. And there's a part of you that does not really want you to put them out. Because you have so much.
I mean,
you have a lot of healing work to do with them.
I have to get away from them, but.
Sometimes you have to go away in order to heal, and that's understandable. But don't make it a, if I get money, then that's it. They're out. They're gone. I'm never going to associate with them again. Just see the money as bringing you more freedom to make your own choices. more freedom to put some space between you and them. Yeah.
Right. I always thought she didn't want me to have money. So in order to be accepted by her, she didn't want me to have money and success and nice things. So in order to be accepted by her, I kind of like gave that up.
Well, that's her way of controlling you. You know, if you don't have money, then you have to stay and listen. You have to stay and be there.
Right. Right.
She knows that if you ever got money, you'd be gone.
Of course. I mean, I've been mistreated, of course.
Yeah. So don't have any connection between money and your family. Money is just bringing you freedom. Money is just bringing you choice. Money is beneficial to your life, and you accept money as that. Your family is your family, and you can choose to distance yourself from them or not. That's a whole different conversation. There's no connection between your family and money. That's what you need to get rid of, that connection.
Okay.
All right, so let's get rid of that. Let's see, how do they want to phrase that? So, would you like an infinity healing for recognizing that money is good? Money brings you freedom. Money brings you even more choices than you have now. Money brings you opportunity. Money is a blessing in your life, and it's okay, it's safe for you to have money. And if you're okay with that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that your family is your family, and they have brought you so many opportunities to heal your beliefs, to heal your relationships, to heal yourself, to heal your life, to heal the world. They have so many healing opportunities that they have brought to you, and it is always your choice how close or how distant you want to be from them. And there is nothing wrong with you making whatever choice that you make, because this is your life. You are creating your experiences. You learn what you need to learn, and you move on. And if that means moving away from your family, that's just part of the process, and there is nothing wrong with it. It does not mean that you do not love them, because the love is eternal. It just means that you choose not to be so close with them. And if you are ready to accept this, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the beliefs that you have had in the past that says if you have money, you must leave your family? One does not determine the other. You are always making choices. You can have money and your family. You can have no money and no family. You can have whatever you want, any place in between that. It is always your choice. And so you will always be guided to do what is for your highest good. It's okay for you to just trust in that guidance. And if you're ready to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does it feel now?
I feel okay. I wanted to know if I'm trying to move. I kind of want to move out of state to get away from them, but I also just moved to another place, not out of state. But I don't know if I'm focused on their feelings or my feelings. I'm making my feelings, but, you know, make my feelings important and not what they want.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for bringing you clarity? Clarity about making the choices that are for your highest good. Clarity about making the choices that are based on you, not on other people, because other people and their opinions really don't matter. It is you who is creating your life. And if you are making your choices from that point of power where you are deciding what is best for you, what is going to bring you the most opportunities, what is going to bring you whatever it is that you want to create, then those choices are going to be better choices. So if you are ready to accept that you have the ability to make the best choices, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. So they are showing me that if you do choose to move a further distance, that there is some potential for that to absolutely be wonderful, because it gives you more freedom to actually be you, to find out who you are and to really live your life.
Right.
But you would be doing it because you want the freedom and opportunities, not because you're running away.
Okay.
Those are two completely different energies. So they don't want you in the energy of running away. They want you in the energy of making a choice for your highest good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I need to. So I may work on just putting what I want first.
Yes. Your life, you should come first.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm just putting everybody else before me. That's not working out.
No, it'll never work out. People have tried it for centuries, never worked out.
Yeah. I feel like my businesses I want to start, I feel like I can create them way better than I was here, like doing them. But I just have to bless my feeling really important to me and what's really important to me.
Yes. So, you know, just spend some time meditating on it all, seeing what really comes up for you. And they're going to be bringing you the clarity, so spend some time talking so that you can understand.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 313.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I was wondering about a guy named Sam. I haven't spoke with him in 2 months, and I was wondering, what is the situation with that? I've been calling, texting, no response. Did I do anything, or is this a life-earning lesson? Will he come back into my life, or anything pick up on him regarding me? His name is Sam, S-A-M. Please and thank you.
Why are you chasing him?
I have something about him that I like, that I'm drawn to, and I'm not sure what it is, but I know I need to stop.
Yeah, because it's like you're your energy is just like so big, and it's, I don't think he's comfortable with that.
You come out, what you mean? Like big over him, or is just big, or?
I'm hearing that you need to just let him be. And if he chooses to be gone, then he'll be gone. But you need to just let him be. It's
okay.
Almost like he's becoming an obsession for you. And that is not a kind of energy that most men want to have around them.
I know. But it just seems like he already gone, though. When you say just if he's gone, it's like he already gone.
Then just let it go.
But I don't know what I did for him to act like that in the first place. That's what I'm
It doesn't
to.
Matter.
So when he's gone, is he going to realize the type of person he missed out on, though?
That doesn't matter either. They're saying just let him go. Focus on you, what it is you really want to have in your life. Don't make him the focus of your life.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm just kind of curious because he was going through stuff throughout his life. And I'm currently going back to school this May. I was registered for my classes. I'm working. I'm going back to school. I'm focusing on me. That's most definitely. But I do care about the people that's around me at the same time.
I understand that. And you care about him, and I understand that. But they just keep saying, let him go.
Okay. Let him go.
That's it. Let him go. Now, that doesn't mean that you'll never see him again. That just means that you're not going to be extending all of your energy into getting answers, to getting understanding, to getting whatever it is you think you're looking to get. You just let him go. Let him be. And deal with your own life. And whenever he pops into your mind, you know, send him lots and lots of love and happiness and blessings and just let him go.
Okay. I was just curious. Like, I don't know what I did to him, for him to act the way he acts. Like, I don't know.
I understand that. And sometimes that's frustrating, especially when something happens and we're thinking, well, what did I do? Why won't they tell me what I did? And we get all upset because we don't know what we did and they're not answering our questions. And it's, but that's one of those situations where you really need to let it go, because you become like a dog chasing its tail. And so you're going round and round and round and round. Well, even if you catch your tail, what are you going to do with it?
Let it go.
Exactly. So just let it go now.
All right. Okay. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right.
Okay, area code 702. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. What can I do for you today?
Well, yes, I've been seeking a promotion for the last 3 years and been having really difficult. I keep getting rejection letters. I've already gotten 3 today. And I keep changing my waiting plans because I can't afford it. So I just want to know, when do you see that changing?
So how do you feel about yourself?
I feel very confident, very strong, very positive, very upbeat. But I will tell you, I will be honest with you, this process has taken its toll.
Yeah, they're showing that you're feeling a little beaten and battered. Like people are just pushing you.
Yes.
Okay. So what is it that you do?
I'm a teacher. Well, I'm an administrator right now. Work with students with behaviors.
And do you love doing that?
If it paid well, I would love it.
So what is it that you would love doing no matter what the pay was?
I would love motivating and mentoring students with disabilities.
And why aren't you doing that?
I'm doing that now.
So that's part of what you're doing?
Yes, but the pay is horrible.
Okay. And are you doing it in a public school system or?
Currently charter.
Okay. Well, charter usually pays better. You should be making more money. Okay. So, I'm seeing that there's other ways for you to do what you love to do than the ways that you've been doing it. It's kind of like they're wanting you to branch out to have a greater impact. Have you considered
speaking about what you do?
Yes,
I do. I think about it all the time. I just don't have the connections or the opportunity for people to pick me up. I've tried for 3 years, and it just haven't gone my way.
So one thing you might want to do in order to get you out there, to get more people to know your name and what you do and all of that, is to have a radio show, like on Blog Talk. You can do that and have a 30-minute show once a week, and it would be free, but it would be something that you could put on your resume that you do that people could listen to and say, okay, he's an expert because he's on the radio. And allow yourself to go out there and talk to different groups in your community about the things that you do, the things that you learn, the situations that you deal with, to assist people in understanding how to deal with these situations in their own lives. They keep showing me that you need to step out there, that you need to get out there, that you need to be seen, you need to be heard. You need to build... It's like you already know who you are. You already know who you are, but you're not letting other people know. You're waiting for them to know so that they can pay you, but if you let them know, then they'll be more than happy to pay you. Does any of that make sense?
Everything you said, I've tried.
So you've done a radio show and public speaking and all of that stuff?
I've done public speaking, not necessarily a radio show, but I try to do everything I can to put my name out there. But I'm not sure what's holding the process up. So.
Okay. So I have this friend who has a son with a disability, and she is now doing this weekly radio show for some radio network, and they're saying that I need to connect the two of you so that she can actually interview you on her show. And apparently you guys are supposed to connect, and I don't know what's going to come of this. So if you are willing to have that happen, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I will connect the two of you. Okay. And that is our show for today. So thank you to everyone who called in. And I will be back on Friday with Elizabeth Sadu, and we will be doing those wonderful chants. So I look forward to talking to you then. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great day.